how fallen we are, and he helps us. He gives us advancement by his mercy. He makes our spiritual practices more easy. He gives us the association of more advanced devotees, and he touches us with compassion for the souls who have yet to receive his mercy. He is a real person, and ultimately we can see him and relate to him as we can to any real person in the material world. Here we have the deities of Sri Sri Gaura Nithai. No one can describe the love of Lord Chaitanya for Lord Nityananda, or of Lord Nityananda for Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who is dear to Lord Nityananda automatically becomes dear to Lord Chaitanya. If someone does even the slightest service to Nityananda Prabhu, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be most pleased with him and him or her, and give his mercy to him. They're always absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna, and they feel great pleasure in each other's company in Krishna consciousness. At the same time, they feel compassion for the fallen souls and work together like the sun and the moon to give light to the fallen souls in the dark age of Kali. So by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have come here to the point where we have at least heard of the mercy of Gaura Nithai and had some experience of their mercy, which comes to us most specifically and most immediately through their representative, the spiritual master, and in our case specifically Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, by serving the spiritual master, by serving Srila Prabhupada, we automatically serve Sri Sri Gaura Nithai, and by the pleasure of the spiritual master, we obtain the pleasure of Sri Sri Gaura Nithai and their mercy, which again comes to us directly and through the spiritual master and other devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions or comments?
I've heard someplace that this is speculative, but I was told at some point that any vow taken on Nityananda's appearance day is Nityananda Krishna. Any Krishna conscious vow taken on Nityananda's appearance day, or Nityananda ensures that it will become fruitful. Have you ever heard this?
To my knowledge, nothing is automatic. I think of one story or one incident that Satsarupa Maharaj related, where Srila Prabhupada was just beginning the movement in New York City, and Satsarupa Maharaj was just coming and offering service of typing Srila Prabhupada's manuscripts, and Satsarupa Maharaj was very diligent. As soon as he got the tape, he would transcribe it, maybe edit the manuscript, and then, you know, dutifully return it to Srila Prabhupada and get the next tape manuscript. And then one day, when he gave the manuscript to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, "It is not automatic, but if you love me, I will love you." And Satsarupa Maharaj described how Srila Prabhupada's words just broke up so many dirty things in his heart. He began to cry. So I mean, even if externally we make a vow in Nityananda Trayodasi, even then I don't know how it could be automatic that we fulfill it. But even if we do, the real essence, which is love, can never be automatic. But it can be made easier by Nityananda's mercy. Any other questions or comments?